Neighbour issues.
Have you seen Mrs. Brown today? She's unusually quiet and I haven't seen her outside completing her chores. I'm worried about her. Do you think she's all right?
I'm not sure. However, now that you mention it, I didn't see her yesterday either. We should check on her. I hope she hasn't fallen ill. She's such an active elderly lady, always coming and going and doing something. It's not her not showing up for days. But wait, maybe she's just away somewhere visiting her children.
That's highly unlikely. When she goes away, she usually pops in and leaves her keys here with us so that we can empty her letterbox and water her plants. And I usually feed her cat too.
I'll go and check on her. I hope everything is all right.
So, what's up with Mrs. Brown?
She's all right, but feeling a little bit under the weather and was quite hesitant to come out. She doesn't want to infect anyone. In these pandemic times, it's quite appropriate to behave so.
Oh my goodness, but why didn't she give us a call?
You know what she is like. She's like your mum. She doesn't want to bother anybody unnecessarily. She prefers solving her problems herself.
Does she have enough food and medicine? We could do the shopping for her and go to the pharmacy if needed.
I asked her whether we could help with anything, but she said no. She has everything and she is already better. She will keep in for a day or two and will then resume her usual activities.
I'm looking forward to seeing her again. We are so blessed to have such a lovely soul for a neighbour. Do you still remember our next-door neighbour at our previous place?
Well, I do. Don't ever bring her up. She was a nightmare, always poking her nose into everything. It was a relief when we at last could sell the flat and move. I hope she's getting along better with the new tenants.
You bet. Thanks for checking on Mrs. Brown. I'm going to call her tomorrow to see if she is really all right.